Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, what's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got Mark and Mandy in from the Cats Protection.
The Isle of Wight Cats Centre.
Yes. Yes. They're going to tell us all their news.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
What are you going to tell us today?
Kick off on the hampers, shall we?
Oh, all right.
Start with the appealing sort of food.
Yes.
Let's get on with
it. I haven't had my lunch yet either, so it's probably the wrong one to start off on. You know about hampers as well.
I won it last year.
You did.
Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have tickets for this year. I'm not expecting to win, so.
You never know.
Oh, no, she won last year. Put them in the bin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, watch this space. You never know, indeed. So, yes, our lovely Christmas hampers. Usually there's about four of them, sometimes more, depending on how much stuff we have to put inside them. But it's at least four that we have.
Right.
You can get your tickets by going onto our Facebook page. Best thing to do is to look up Isle of Wight Cat Centre. Just search on that. And the information is there. It's £2 a ticket as well. And they are well loaded as well. Well loaded hampers.
Oh, they are,
okay,
yes.
The one you got last year lost us for absolutely ages.
You did.
Yeah, good. So I hope you do very well with that. What else is going on? I know you've got a couple of...
When are you
going
to draw it? Do you know?
Do you have the date on that?
I don't at the moment.
I didn't see it. Yeah, no. It's usually within the week running up to Christmas.
Oh, right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. But it may well be on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be announced anyway. So, well worth doing.
Good.
What else have we got there, Mandy?
So, we've got on November the 18th, between 1 and 3:30, we've got Lisa's Cat Chat and Craft.
All right.
So, it's learning how to crochet, or you can take your own craft with you. We have tea, coffee and cake for a small donation.
Ooh.
And we have lots of people that come and have a natter. Enjoy the cake and just make some blankets for the cats as well, which is always very useful and lovely for them. But if you would like to phone or email to book that would be brilliant.
And the phone number is?
The phone number is 03000 120251. Please don't be put off by the 03000 number. That does come straight through to the Isle of Wight Cat Centre.
Okay, what do you think of that, Lisa?
Sounds exciting,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Perhaps you can teach your cat to crochet.
Also, on that subject, we have the Christmas Cat Chat and Craft event.
No, just done that one.
Oh, just done that one. This is the one on the 8th of December.
Yeah, the pom pom.
You've done that one.
No, I've done the other one.
You've done the other one. Oh, okay.
No.
So we're just trying to work out where we are.
No domestics, please.
So
you're doing the pom-pom.
Doing the pom-pom one, right. OK, so this is on the 8th of December, between 1 and 3:30. So all materials, apparently, are provided to make a pom-pom wreath. You know you want to.
I've seen them. They do look quite nice, actually, I have to say.
OK, you know more about them than I do, then, Kelvin, I have
you
to
have
say.
You have to make one and you find out.
Yes. I'll put my name down, obviously. So tea, coffee and cake included... all for the price of £12.
Can't be bad.
Right.
There are only 15 places. These need to be booked over the phone on the same number, which is 03000 120251.
Not too crowded then, 15 places.
15, yeah. So it's really going to be a nice little event, a very cosy little event. Yeah. So well worth putting your name down for that if that's your thing.
So both those events are at your cat centre?
Yes,
they are at the cat centre.
Okay.
And if anyone's got any old bits of wool, that they would like to donate to us, that we'd be really grateful for that as well, because that will go towards helping with the pom-poms as well.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right, and payment needed in advance. So, make the call for that. And the other thing we need to talk about, of course, are fireworks.
Oh, right,
so
yes.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
It is.
Well, the actual day tomorrow, I'm guessing some displays of that will be at the weekend. So
So, obviously, cats have got very sensitive hearing.
Yes.
They can hear a lot louder than we can.
Yep.
So, the high-pitched noises of the fireworks are going to be quite frightening for them. So, it's always good to have a nice hidey hole for them, a cardboard box with a couple of holes cut out so they can go and hide in there with their blankets. make sure you close the curtains and the blinds down so they're in a nice sort of darkened room or with you. You can keep the television on, you can keep the radio on. You can get toys, you buy them new toys to distract them with as well, which is quite useful.
From the Isle of Wight Cat Centre, necessarily.
Of course.
Where else?
So you can also play classical music for them. They do tend to become quite calmed with classical music, which is quite good.
Interesting.
We play that at the Cat Centre some of the time, and we do notice a difference with them with the classical music.
Oh, right. Yeah, Honey likes a bit of Elgar, she does.
Does she?
To march around a bit.
That's it, yes. Pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Just not music for the Royal Fireworks. No. That's the one, not to you.
I think the basic idea is to, if you, our cat's not that bothered, but he's with us generally when there are fireworks. And as long as we're not reacting, he's
exactly,
fine.
Yeah, I was going to say that. If you stay calm as well and you keep to your normal routine and everything, then they're not going to think that something bad is happening.
Do you have the TV on? Maybe a little bit louder just to drown it out. And, is that helpful advice, Leisha, for your cats?
Definitely. Kind of the same. Like my cat is not. My cat's not really bothered, but if Zay does get worried, we've got a really good distraction for him as well. We put the telly on because he likes watching TV.
Oh yeah, some cats do like to watch TV, don't they?
Does he have a preferred programme?
So we put this. It's online. It's called Cat TV.
Really?
Where it's like different things of like it could be like mice running along the TV. Zay loves it.
Yeah, no, we have some volunteers that come in sometimes for enrichment, and they put that on their phones, and they actually play them to the cats as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
They do enjoy that, I must admit. So.
Yeah, but a hidey hole or with you is your best bet.
Cats
are usually quite good at finding somewhere to hide if they need to.
They are,
and if it's a familiar place to hide, then fine.
Exactly.
Ours has got a spot on the top of the linen basket behind the bedroom door.
Yeah, he likes it there.
Which is now curved from him sitting on it.
Bless him. Yeah, they do like to be up slightly higher as well because they feel safe.
But generally,
you'll
sit on the podium, won't you?
He loves his podium.
But music or TV, distracting noises that are normal for your household.
Yep.
You not reacting at all.
Yeah.
You don't jump and toot and puff and
from the windows and places where there's most likely to be the most noise. I've actually got a landing upstairs that's away from everything, and that's where she tends to stay. Although she's not too phased by.
No,
don't leave them outside with them.
Make sure that you bring them in before it gets dark as well. Mm. You can also use a Feliway diffuser, which is quite useful, which gives off pheromones, so it makes them feel a little bit more relaxed and happy as well, so that's quite useful.
Off air, we'll tell you about how relaxed our cat got after his last visit to the vet.
Okay. And one other thing as well, if I can say.
Of course.
Please make sure your cats are microchipped, because if they do get out and they get frightened and
run away,
at least with a microchip, hopefully, as long as all your details are up to date with that, then you can hopefully be reunited again as well. So just in case there are any issues at all there.
Yeah.
So give us the phone number for the Cat Centre one more time, please.
Okay, it's 03000 120 251.
Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for all you do for our furry friends.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.